Page 18. Discover and share. Creating Captain America.
Captain America was a product of World War II. We were fighting the Nazis. It was a life and death struggle. And the one thing that apparently Joe and Jack felt, and the whole comic book industry felt, was that somehow we needed a hero, somebody to represent the fight of liberty versus tyranny. And Joe and Jack created this character with the red, white, and blue costume, the little wings on his head. I never quite knew what they represented. And he was just so beautifully drawn, and the stories were so exciting. And then to think that I had a chance to write them, well, that was great. At any rate, Cap was not only one of the first really popular superheroes, but we created a villain called the Red Skull. And the Red Skull became one of the most famous or notorious supervillains of that time. And it's sort of like, I guess, like Batman and the Joker today, or Spider-Man and Dr. Doom, the Fantastic Four and Dr. Doom. Captain America and the Red Skull became so well known and so popular with the kids, it was as though we couldn't print enough magazines to satisfy the demand. The Red Skull, of course, was a Nazi, and Cap represented the fighting forces of freedom, and just guess who won at the end of every story.
Marvel.